This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Poland's Deputy Foreign Minister and Secretary of State, Władysław Teofil Bartoszewski, said Prime Minister Narendra Modi played a key role in persuading Russian President Vladimir Putin not to use tactical nuclear weapons in the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict. Speaking to the media, Mr. Bartoszewski acknowledged Prime Minister Modi's efforts, highlighting India's role as a key mediator in global peace efforts.
We are very grateful for India's involvement. We are very happy that Prime Minister Modi is doing that. And we appreciate the fact that Prime Minister Modi did persuade Mr. Putin not to try to use tactical nuclear weapons. He made a call to President Putin. And we also want peace.
Mr. Bartoszewski also praised India's multiple successful evacuation and humanitarian aid missions, emphasizing that operations like Operation Ganga, Operation Devi Shakti, and Operation Kaveri demonstrated the country's commitment to global stability. The crucial talks are underway between Russian President Vladimir Putin and his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump on ending the Ukraine conflict. The White House has said the highly anticipated phone call between presidents of Russia and United States has begun, as the Trump administration looks to persuade the Russian leader to sign off on a 30-day ceasefire proposal with Ukraine as a possible pathway to end the war. Ahead of the call, President Trump said he is expected to discuss with President Putin land and power plants that have been seized during the grinding three-year conflict. The White House has expressed optimism in advance that peace is within reach. Union Minister of State for Commerce and Industry Jitin Prasada held a bilateral meeting with Malaysian Deputy Minister of Investment, Trade and Industry, Liu Chin Tong, in New Delhi today. The meeting addressed the ongoing review of the ASEAN-India Trade in Goods Agreement, AITIGA, with both sides agreeing to take necessary steps to expedite its substantial conclusion by 2025. Malaysia is India's third largest trading partner in ASEAN, with total trade exceeding $20 billion during 2023-24, accounting for around 17% of India's total trade with ASEAN. The Election Commission today said that it will soon initiate the technical consultations with regard to linking of voter ID with Aadhaar. The technical consultations will take place between UIDAI and experts of the Election Commission. This decision was taken during the meeting held by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar with secretaries from the Home Ministry, the Legislative Department, and the CEO of UIDAI in New Delhi. In a statement, the Commission said that it will take action as per the provisions of Article 326, Representation of the People's Act 1950, and relevant Supreme Court judgments for linking EPIC with Aadhaar. As per the Article 226 of the Constitution of India, voting right can only be given to citizen of India, while Aadhaar card only establishes the identity of a person. External Affairs Ministry today said that Pakistan's active promotion and sponsorship of cross-border terrorism is the biggest roadblock to peace and security in Jammu and Kashmir. In a response to media queries on the comments made by Pakistan, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that instead of spreading lies, Pakistan should vacate Indian territory under its legal and forcible occupation. The death toll from Israel airstrikes overnight on Gaza has crossed 400. Palestinian health authorities run by the armed group Hamas said over 500 people were injured in the strikes, threatening the complete collapse of 2-month ceasefire. It's the biggest wave of strikes since January 19th, when the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas began. Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today unveiled the mascot, logo and anthem of the upcoming Khelo India Para Games KIPG 2025 in New Delhi. The Para Games are going to be held from 20th of this month till 27th March in the national capital. And with that, we end this news bulletin.